We could use some speed jokes. Kind of an interesting interview on News Nation last night. Our speed jokes are sponsored by Team Hochberg, and we got jokes today from Tom Edson in Sheboygan, and Catherine Hills in Michigan, and Dave Browning in Indiana, and Lori Jensen, finally someone from Illinois, is in Deerfield. Bill is in Schererville, Indiana, says, King John, should I be fortunate enough to win a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug, please give it to someone who is retired and has to live on Social Security and a pension. Oh, wait, he writes, that's me. Janelle Coma in East Lansing writes, hi, John, been there, done that with my Chevy, alerting me that the pressure in my tires was going down quickly. Almost 3 years in, it's fun to see speed jokes continue to be something that brings smiles and a sense of community to so many. Thank you. And here's a speed joke inspired by your flat tire experience. Who changes the tire when the mystery machine gets a flat? Scooby-Doo. I've been to a lot of places, but I've never been to Cahoots. Apparently, you can't go there. You have to be in cahoots with someone else. I have, however, been insane. In fact, I was driven there and have made the trip many times. So yesterday, I just mashed up some Kellogg's Frosted Flakes into a kind of paste and used it on my bathroom tiles. They're grout. What does Pac-Man put on his tacos? Waka 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 moly. Mobius Strip walks into a bar looking pretty sad. Bartender says, what's wrong? Mobius Strip says, where do I start? We've got some smarty pants jokes this week, don't we? Remember yesterday? My friend claims that understanding a Fibonacci sequence is hard, but I disagree. I said it's as easy as 1, 1, 2, 3. I got one more smarty pants joke for you. Two sociologists are sitting by the pool. One turns to the other and asks, have you read Marx? The other says, yes, it's these damn wicker chairs. Thank you.
That's good.
I don't mind smarty pants jokes. My wife asked me to stop singing Wonderwall to her.
What'd you say? Because maybe